Hour number three, and it's time to take a look at Fukushima again. There are several things on the table for discussion, but we're going to talk about American politics as well. I would like to point out that in the large featured story, the illustrated feature story at the top of Rents.com, the fake news story, the second one, I believe, we've got two pieces in there written by Yoshi, and they're absolutely stunningly superb about Pizzagate. He's got a third part coming up, and if you read anything about that and you want to know the deep state secrets, I don't know how this man does it, but he's got them. You can see motivation. He ties it together with facts. This is journalism of the highest caliber. It's extraordinary. Look for his two pieces in that second section, the fake news section at the top front page, or you'll find him also and his columnist box on the left-hand column as well. You there, Yoshi?
Yes, I am. I'm in Hong Kong. Yeah, it's a good perch to be, safe from the madness in Washington, D.C.
Oh, my God.
You know, I just hate to call these guys what they are. You know, they're Satanists is what they are. They're worshipers of the devil, and they conduct rites. In fact, in my third piece, I begin with this notion of one nation under God. You know, and these people are they're usurpers. They're in total rebellion, and, their intention is to very much overthrow American democracy, which they have done to a large part under the Clinton and Obama and Bush administrations. You know, American democracy is greatly eroded. The notion of a sovereign people is nearly crushed, and luckily, you know, the spirit wasn't crushed, though. You know, everyone came back in November and blocked their final attempt to put the headstone on top of American democracy by this. I just don't like to, you know, use pejorative terms, but the fact is she is a witch. Okay, let's just be really honest. You know, Salem never went away. You know, it just went underground.
Yeah. Indeed.
And it reemerged.
Yeah. Indeed.
Yeah, it's just really, it's really sad because one wants to be fair and let people, you know, let it all be and, you know, let people believe. But it's not like that because they're not letting everyone else be. You know, they've robbed the country. They've
robbed
destroyed
it blind.
Congress.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like in Congress, only 30 members of the House voted against this the House Intelligence Appropriations Bill, which includes that rider, which would crush the alternative media's fake news. So there's only 30 brave members in the whole. All the rest are intimidated. In other words, the damage, the corruption, the perversion has gone very, very far, you know, and seeped into the entire institution. And it's probably just a bunch of newcomers who have opposed it. So there's a lot of work ahead. The Trump, you know, coming to power is just the beginning, hopefully, of a Trump revolution, which has to cleanse both houses of Congress and restore American democracy. And the other thing is, you know, I hate to, you know, I don't like to sound too patriotic, too religious or anything like that. It's not my personality. But the principle, one nation under God, has to be restored. Basically, that is a foundational thing that, you know, of American democracy. The notion is there's no room for Satanists. You know, there's absolutely no room at all for Satanists. And one of the things we turned up, obviously, was strange doings by Satanists in the very coinciding with this horrible, America's worst pedophile case, a pediatrician committed 100 acts against 100 children. He was prosecuted by Vice President Biden's son, Bo Biden, and just coincidentally, Bo Biden was failed by a remission of brain cancer after he had been cured. After he'd been cured, he was sent to Bethesda Military Hospital, and then, you know, in a few years was dead. You know, he would have been a presidential contender, very serious. It reminds you of sort of like what happened to John Kennedy, you know, the junior, you know, John, died in a plane crash.
No, he was murdered. We know that.
The Satanists are murdering out every decent leader America has. Okay, so we got to be very clear what they're doing. This is assassination, and there's been nothing but assassinations in American politics. So we got to, this time, you know, this was remarkable with the Trump movement that Pizzagate came out to basically challenge the sold-out media, okay, the sold-out government. That's a tremendous, I think it's one of the, it's probably the greatest movement of popular, you know, popular journalism, popular investigative journalism. I mean, there were the muckrakers. The muckrakers were very, you know, at the turn of the century, they helped create the reform movement, clean up all the factories and the oppression of all the working people. But this is something at least on the line of the muckraker. And hopefully it will continue to become, you know, broader, bigger, more published, take over the media like the muckrakers did. So this is the second muckraker movement. And hopefully, Congress now is trying to ban it. It's trying to ban, you know, muckraking.
Yes.
And muckraking is messy work because there's a lot of muck out there. You can't get that help but get dirty when you're out there cleaning out the filth from the stables here.
You got
it. I should say that, not the stables, the pig pens.
Well, the pig pens and the pig troughs and these. Yeah, and I've said it before, and forgive me for repeating it, but these people have been at this for, what, 100, 150 years in earnest, and they're not going to give it up without
fight. They are fighting. They're fighting for their lives.
I mean, they're going to take
for their careers.
Yoshi, I think they'll take us all down with them or try rather than give it up. I think they're that insane.
Well, they will try. They will try. They've tried before. But, you know, I mean, you know, in this latest one that I'm working on that, you know, in America, you know, war, when there's war inside America, there's usually a good reason for it, right? These are, these are pitched battles against hellacious forces, okay? So, you know, Americans are pretty much tolerant people, but when they got to fight internally, that means there's, hell on the ground, you know? So this is a very, very serious battle, but it is bringing out the finest in American media. You know, I went over so many of these posts. There's nothing fakery about it. These people did their research. They double-checked. They vetted, you know? They looked at all the WikiLeaks emails. They looked at biographies of people. Now, they didn't go far enough because they're not trained investigative journalists. But I see, you know, if they were in my journalism class, I'd give them at least an A-minus, okay? At least that.
That's really
okay?
a good
Maybe
point.
An A, okay?
And how many mainstream media people do you see doing any serious, really serious research?
They get an F-minus. I mean, they don't even get, they get thrown out of my class. Yeah. I just tell them, get the hell out of the room. You know, go study some other thing. Go study marketing. Go study marketing. Get out.
Or go study Marxism.
Political science. Get out of here.
Get out.
You know, you're not my, because, the mainstream media has been horrific. They present no news. They dare not look at the facts. They say, well, it's fake. Well, show us the facts. Show us where it's fake. I mean, I went over the stuff. You know, if somebody made a mistake, there'd be three women, a lot of women involved in this thing, you know, trashing them, telling them you screwed up, or you just picked this up to the other blog and substantiated
exactly.
and all that, you know? You know, there's a lot of checking going on. I mean, this is fact-checking. And then, you know, the great fact-checkers at Snopes, oh, my God, what facts, the fakers at Snopes, the fake-checkers.
Stay away from there, folks. Stay the hell away from there.
Yeah. Because they basically put cookies inside your computer and try to track you, and those cookies jam your computer and all
you
that.
Do your own research. The Snopes, you don't need them.
Is nothing but some sort of Zionist operation. You know, it's a pack of liars, you know, cheaters, and highly financed and involved with criminal. In fact, I did trace. If you look back to my article about Snopes, you'll find out how I traced them to this one Indian guy. Who was Balderton Capital, very much involved with a search engine that goes into the dark web and calls up pedophile stuff for you. So it's for pedophile users, okay?
So
Snopes is very much was funded by the pedophiles, okay, who created a program for other pedophiles to be able to get videos of infants and children being raped, okay?
Or
so that's
worse.
Where Snopes is at. Yeah, they're just they're paid for collaborates with the pedophiles.
Please go to Yoshi's columnist box, look up the Snopes article, and read it. Understand what you're dealing with. Understand this man has done research. He's got facts. He's got data. You will not find that in the mainstream media. They won't even touch Snopes anymore except to cite it when it serves their purpose.
They give him a nod of approval.
That's right.
How good housekeeping seal of approval to the pigs and the pigs.
That's right.
I mean, this is ridiculous. But anyway, we continue, and I just want to urge everyone out there involved with Pizzagate. So a lot of people got scared. They pulled their names, tried to drop their stories and all that. Reddit's been cleaned out. Facebook is obviously a total collaborator with this, you know, fascist establishment, this pedophile fascist establishment. But you got to continue. Don't be scared off. You know, just keep pushing. Keep pushing the envelope. Go broader. There's connections to Japan, to Dennis Hastert, Podesta and Hastert. When as teenagers, as teenagers from University of Chicago, they went to Japan, and there seems to be some sort of stuff there. Japan was a huge center of pedophilia then. You know, my former boss at the Japan Times was murdered by the bastards, after we exposed him. And he knew, he actually took around, he was forced, because he's a translator at the time, forced to take around an American ambassador to all the gay bathhouses for pedophile action. So this is international, goes a long ways.
Yeah.
Obviously, NATO is involved in this cover-up.
You bet
it
is.
We know all about the Dutroux, the girls who were held captive.
Go to DynCorp, and they had a whole thing in Serbia and Yugoslavia. It's all of that, all of it. All these contractors
torture,
are human traffickers. It's that bad. It's worse than you can imagine. Worse.
Yeah.
Way
and
worse.
I really commend Donald Trump for wanting to shut down and feeling very harsh about NATO, because I'm sure he knows. You know, his wife is from that region, right? She's from Slovenia. Used to be part of the Balkans.
Yeah.
I'm sure she just told him, these are bad guys. I tell you, these are bad guys. I know girls I went to school with. You know, I'm sure she's told him that. And boy, Donald, you got a good wife there, because she's telling you the core truth of what's going on here. And we cannot allow this to continue anymore. It must stop with the Trump administration. This must end now, you know, with a sword and a torch. You know, get rid of these vampires.
He has put his life on the line. And it became formalized when he... when he said no globalism, Americanism. He took the globalists on. That's the world. That's the whole damn world. All of it. Look, the
all
guy
the
is he's ready. He knows.
Abusers of the world.
He's ready to give his life for his country. And
he's absolutely correct. This is an epidemic, and it's killing the patient. I mean, you know, there is going to be no humanity left if you let these people stay in there. You know, these diseases are
You just said it perfectly, Yoshi. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
There will be no humanity, no humankind, and humankindness. There will be no humanity, nothing. That's what they're after. Drooling zombies. That's what they want.
Any liberals out there, you know, many of you guys maybe don't believe in God and all, that's fine. You know, that's your personal belief, but there sure as hell is a devil out there. You know, a devil in human guise, and we are confronting that devil. So you don't have to go to church or anything. You just have to be a person who believes in fundamental morality, that children should not be raped, killed, and sacrificed to some demon. If you can agree with us there, you got to join in on this campaign. Anyway. The battle continues, especially now during the lame duck before the inauguration, when they're doing everything they can to fight.
We have big problems coming up on the 19th. That's the Electoral College, and Obama is trying to force the electors now to be briefed by the, quote, CIA, end quote, to throw that into complete tumult and confusion and chaos. And then we have the 20th after that. These are dangerous times, and I've said, I'll say it again, I do believe that they, threatened with the loss of their free ride and all their money and all their whores and all their pedophilia. They will light off a couple of low-level nukes in major American or mid-sized American cities. 9/11, there'll be one or two of them, and they'll have this country so confused it won't know what to do. They'll do anything. Well, anything is on the table.
All we can say to the good men and women in uniform, whether you're with the police, with the National Guard, with the Army, Marines, Air Force, Navy, is you got to stand with American democracy and American people. This
it's
is
a,
the time. It's
the Constitution,
to a
now
there
or never.
War on the
That's
streets,
it.
As you say, yeah. There may be war on the streets, and there may be war after that. If, you know, I mean, this is, there's no limit to what's going to happen if we let our guard down. We must put full pressure on these criminals.
Yeah.
And
I'm
going to
also ask for all of our veterans to go, if they can, to the inauguration, because Soros will be sending hundreds of thousands of paid or otherwise socialists, non-Americans, to try to destroy that whole thing. And the police aren't going to be able to handle it. But trust me, it'll get out of control real quick. So we need people on the ground there. All right, let's bring Dana on here. Thanks for your patience, Dana. It's been really tough, as you well know, here in the States, and you know what we're facing. You're very, very well informed, and these are really grueling times. It's not over. Not over. Say something, Dana.
Yeah, you're breaking up, Jeremy.
Oh, okay.
For some reason.
You're good now. You're good.
Okay. Maybe I had my volume too loud or something.
Yeah, you were over-amping there. It's all right.
Yeah, not Americans. Oh, my goodness. What a state you guys are in. And Trump, of course, he's looking for payback against media because everybody burnt their bridges with him, and then he ended up getting elected. And, I mean, they really bashed him. Holy cow. Never seen nothing like it. It's the biggest MKUltra psyop I've ever seen orchestrated and sustained now for many months publicly, right? They do it with the Justin Bieber kiddies for the last decade, that MK Ultra with those people. But I mean, Americans, like Yoshi's saying, you know, where do we make our, when do we have a future? When is there a future besides war and the misery machine and the agony machine and a handful of people controlling destinies? When does that end? At what point in the future do we actually have a future? It's a good question.
Yeah, I don't know. Let me jump into another subject here for a couple of minutes. I sent you the story. You saw the story probably before I did. And the story was finally after Yoshi and I have been at this going on 6 years now, warning people that the Pacific Ocean is becoming full, 300 tons admitted a day of absolutely deadly liquid going into the Pacific with probably a couple of hundred radionuclide, different kinds of radionuclides, radiation in it, doesn't stop, it's in the air, it's in the rain, it's in the currents. They finally admitted, they being the government, that, gosh, in Tillamook Harbor and on Gold Beach in Oregon, they found cesium-134 in the fish. They didn't say much about the water. And then they said, in another story, that in Canadian salmon, they had found cesium-134. They didn't say anything about American salmon. Now, what's the difference? Can anyone tell me that? Don't they swim in the same schools, in the same migratory patterns? Aren't they kind of in the same water? So, no, Canadian salmon, no, don't eat it. They didn't say anything about American salmon. The implication is it's okay. They took them this long, Dana and Yoshi, to make that admission. And it is reprehensible what they've done. Just inexcusable. Tell us your view on that, Dana.
Look, I got a gag order on some of it, but generally...
Do? Well, don't get in trouble, please.
No, not on that stuff, but what I'm going to talk about stuff. But we found 220 million right after Fukushima within about 3 weeks. That was Simon Fraser University.
220 million
we
what?
We also found
220 million what?
Becquerel's atomic decays of iodine-129 in rainwater, in a liter of rainwater. And we found 20 million becquerels here in Canada of iodine 131, and there's 10 times more 132, 30 times more iodine 133. They ionize and radiate its iride glands 9 times more effectively than the 131. There was 31 times more iodine 129, which was the 220 million number that they confirmed.
Never
so
heard
you
about
definitely
it
would have had
then.
All of that.
Huh. All we heard about was 131.
Curium is the biggest byproduct. You would find curium, and they know how to find it. It's a alpha. It goes right into the bones, like plutonium, americium, the hardcore, highly active. These are hot particles, and that's why they never talk about them. So wherever you had one, you would have had a ratio. And so we already confirmed that that's just two incidences. And I have several hundred different institutions that recorded it shortly after. And so what it is that's the public relation firm coming out trying to get everybody to eat fish for Christmas and get everybody to invest in the nuclear industry, trying to drive the stocks up in the industry again. And the stocks have fallen straight now for 6 years. They're $18 from $78. And so that's the lowest number since 78 or something. And there's no end in sight. And every month or 2 months, the major media is like the Globe and Mail in Canada for sure, and other pro-nuclear, heavily pro-nuclear industry medias have come out and pushed the stock saying, and they always got these weird headlines like poised for violent rise and it's going to radiate up there and blah, blah, blah. But it always pans out about a week later. And so they're buying stocks from the mines. They got the inside. The mines trying to stay afloat. They pump money and then they throw it out in the newspaper and people who don't know any better lose their money. And you're going to lose your money, you know. Even if you sell your stocks the next morning, you're going to come short. And so all of it's about the nuclear industry, as you know, propping it up. They're spending $10 billion in Pickering here in Canada on a nuclear power plant and another $9 billion at Darlington, I think it is, in Toronto. Billions now. And they're going to redo these things? And they're, you know... Like, there's so much going on, though. We got this extinction event where all the puffins have died. Like, they're just, it's all posturing. China's going to open 100 plants. They got nowhere to store it. It's just posturing, right? Russia's going to build plants in Vietnam. They told them to get lost. Taiwan's got a recall on food from Japan. The nuke food showed up in China. There's all kinds. Reindeers, you know, have died in shocking numbers and they're claiming it's because the ice, of course. I come from a land of ice, you know, it's pure ice, and I'm unimaginable amounts of ice. And we have herds of caribou, which are their second cousin or first cousin. And they survive every weather phenomenon I've ever seen down there. And I'm one of those people who grew up with no automobiles who climbed those mountains because we never had supermarkets and had to get the birds in adverse conditions, you know, as you're growing up. And it's a surreal to look back on it now where everybody's depending up on that industry to feed them. But I got off topic. You know, these phenomenons, say the polar bears being emaciated, the whales, killer whales, 80 killer whales left in Puget Sound, every one of them emaciated, ready to die, and will die because they can eat everything. Go ahead, Jeff.
Dana.
Sorry?
There used to be hundreds of them. Now there's 80.
And they're emaciated. We've never even heard tell of nothing like that, ever. And like I come from a land of whales again, you know, where we slowed a boat down each day because there were so many whales. You were afraid they would hit the rudder or something like that because you were literally overwhelmed with thousands of whales every day.
Wow.
And, yeah, no, that was the world before nuclear. And nuclear has, right away in the 50s, nuclear declined the population of cod in the Atlantic over towards Britain. They had done, they already knew how big the fleet was, how many, because you didn't need to be pirates back in those days per se, right? A license was only like $5 or $4 or whatever it was. And they knew what the population was, and they'd done studies there where they showed after nuclear testing in America, how the stocks, how the eggs and larvae of cod and herring and salmon were brutally, brutally affected. But there's so many studies. See, there's millions of studies on animals that where the animals died in every study.
Let me ask you, the big story of the week was, gosh, 134 is along the West Coast. So how bad is it that they finally had to make an announcement that cesium-134, which is a signature element of the Fukushima catastrophe, was in fact and is in fact along the shore and in the fish, and gee, you better not eat Canadian salmon. But it's okay, I guess, to eat American salmon.
Yeah, we've been bludgeoning them really good here in Canada. Canada's fighting back. Hollywood called a few weeks ago, and superstars were just finding out about this. And they were in shock, Jeff, Yoshi. They were like totally horrified.
They were calling you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It was about a month ago now. And long extended talks to, and I believe them 100%. They weren't aware. They were not. They believed the nonsense, like the 134 cesium nonsense, and they believed the potatoes and the bananas to an extent, right?
Yeah.
Those people that were also spreading that same malignical lies, and so they were shocked, and they asked the right questions. They were concerned on a. Like it totally dropped them to their knees in the context of this is really, truly happening. And we're compelled to talk to me to make sure in their own, that they weren't insane, because they literally went insane when they found out what was happening. And like, that's the way it strikes you. It did strike me like that originally. Look what happened to me. My goodness, right? What happened to me. Yeah, I'm just a prime example of somebody who's clever but wasn't paying attention enough, and then all of a sudden got it. Because I listened to the lawyers and it wasn't making any sense, but I found a few of the right people eventually, and then I was able to realize what happened.
Right.
And so now people there wasn't people like me around, or you guys per se, that I was able to find to get me on the right path so I can understand. Because there wasn't a lot of literature on meltdowns, right?
No. We were in the dark. And when I first started seeing your work, I said, wow, this guy is really trying his best. And I'll help in any way I can. You immersed yourself so thoroughly in this. It was just, it was stunning.
Yeah, and it never stopped, eh? And you couldn't. How could you?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, how could you? You're right. Yoshi,
impressive what you did, Dana. The fact that you had the background as a diver, marine, biology. That really was the capper, because at the time I was writing more in general trends. Remember that? Macro trends, and only what I could find in Japan. So the fact that you jumped in there and, named the numbers of species and went out there. Took a thesis or a theory into this is reality, folks. Undeniable scientific reality.
We were hoping we were wrong. And we took it to the extremists. Like you say, anybody not familiar, it was 260 days and 15,000 miles to the coastline and a couple of hundred thousand pictures on unimaginable amounts of underwater footage.
Crazy Yoshi's stuff,
And Yoshi,
is absolutely crazy.
It is, No, I scooped them big time because I couldn't find those studies.
And
I was like,
brave. It was a great kind. It's a fine sort of madness, right? Sometimes you just got to go over the top and do what you got to do no matter what. And you did, and you came out with the data. You came out with the findings, and totally credible. And again, this is not fake news. This is the real news. This is the real stuff that no one else is saying. This is the reality. So, it was just wonderful what you did, and just so tragic, so pig-headed of the authorities to try to stuff you. And very similar to what Congress is trying to do, the intelligence agency is trying to do with the Pizzagate, from fish to pizza. They want to stop all real news, research news from happening. So anyway, it was well done. And just hope. When is this business over with you? When is this sentencing? When do they let you loose from parole and all that?
When is it going to go away and leave you alone?
When is everything over with this, all this this inquisition against you?
You still there, Dana? Yeah.
I got a gag order for 3 years on top of that. And I went to court the day after the last show with you guys. And so last Tuesday. And so anyway, there was a guy in front of me. And it's a little explicit because he came into the community and he'd done something naughty to a young girl. in the context of he tried to have sex with her head, and the police arrested him anyway. And he was 19 years old, just turned 19, and he wanted to be able to drink for Christmas. And so the judge let him drink for Christmas. This happened when he was intoxicated. And his lawyer talked the judge in, you know, like, just, it's just like, what? You know, and I was trying not to bust up laughing. Uh-huh. And so I had to turn sideways and bury my head down because I started laughing. This can't be happening. And I just like, what? And the judge gave me a $200 fine. And like, the judge was really nice about it. She said, were you having a bad day, Mr. Durnford, or something? I said, yeah, whatever. It's just I had a lawyer there, so the lawyer done talking. But it's still 3-year probation to shut me down, control me, and then a gag order to make sure I don't step out of line. And that if I want to talk about any subject that I want to talk about in that context, doing with it, I got to see a provincial court judge and get them to okay what I say. And so, that's probably a possibility because I'm doing a book at the same time. And I held back on the documentary because they're coming up here from Hollywood Christmas in another couple of weeks, I guess, or something. And so I hold on to the documentary for a little tiny bit. And I've been playing hard with the software. I'm making a brick wall of homeless TEPCO employees right now of their bodies and rocks. I went out in the garden, got a bunch of rocks, dried them, washed them, green screened them, and I built a wall of dead. I got a suit like TEPCO, right?
That's
hilarious.
You're very clever.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's very hilarious. And I'm blocking up Unit 4 with those with bodies and rocks. It's hilarious. I'll be finished tomorrow, hopefully. I'll send it to you, Jeff.
Make sure you do, please.
This one's going to be priceless.
So I made a line. Santa Claus and reindeer? Instead of your Santa Claus and the reindeers are all dead? Yeah, right?
Yes. Yeah, didn't it? Yeah. I'm trying. I've done another couple of skits today where I had 40 Danas in the suits walking into Unit 4. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow I'm going to stuff the radiation suit with clothing, and I'm going to stick them on my shoulder and carry them out of uniform and throw them in a pile all day long.
You have a lot of fun. Dana is very witty with his essaying of this Fukushima catastrophe. They're actually fun to watch.
Well, you have to be, otherwise you'll go crazy.
I really up my game.
You end up like the Japanese in total depression.
We got new lights coming this week and new green screens. I got enough green screens coming now. I can bring the boat right into the studio.
Oh.
Yeah, and full size too, right? Or bring the whole rig into the, it's going to be hilarious, man.
You can bring Yoshi in there and me in there.
I can bring you in on Skype and with a screen behind you, and I can put you in the desk right alongside me. No one will know the difference.
That's funny. I know, it's amazing. What an illusion it all is.
Live show too, right?
Yeah. Let me go back to this thing about how the officials now have admitted that, Yoshi, come on. We've been telling them for over 5 years, half years, that it's all over the West Coast. It's all over the ocean. The guy who made the yacht trip across it, I got more stuff up on it. They finally admit it. So that means it's way over the top now for them to finally have to admit it.
I think you were mentioning Tillamook area in the spring. Was it like around June?
Probably
2011, a few months. Yeah, I think a few months after Fukushima.
Yeah,
that
it didn't take long.
From Tillamook was highly radioactive, and they were still selling to kids, and there was alarm because parents were alarmed about Tillamook, and then Tillamook being a huge cheese place too. You know that. You were citing all that stuff. If I recall, it was May or June. You know?
Yeah, it was not long after.
We're
talking about the rain.
After.
I was mentioning the dairy cattle in Vermont. And so what about the dairy cattle in the Northwest? Same thing, eating irradiated grass. It's in the milk. It's in the cheese. Yeah. It's everywhere.
So more than 5.5 years ago, you're talking about Tillamook being totally contaminated. You know? And now it's just taking them this long to find out that the fish are affected.
They knew.
Come on, folks.
They knew. They knew.
They were affected in the runoff right away. I mean, and since then, it's been building up. So,
I've got a map up there on the homepage at the top. You can see it. It's very well done. It's got lots of tendrils, as it were, showing the the subcurrents of the North Pacific Current and how it moves across the coast and then down the coast. It's very interesting. Look, the ocean's been dead.
Merry Christmas. Anyway, Merry Christmas, folks. You know, the North America, the Arctic, it's all gone thanks to Fukushima. I was down in the South Pacific and, you know, down by New Zealand. And from what I can tell, somebody, probably the Japanese whaling fleet, is dumping high-level nuclear waste between the southern coasts of Australia and New Zealand and Antarctica. And Antarctica, as you posted, cracking apart more seriously than ever, you know? And
wonder
those are
why.
All closing. Yeah, it's colder.
Wow,
and those are all closing. And it's still cracking apart. So you know, these guys are so out of control with their dumping, you know? I mean, they're destroying the whole world. And it's, anyway, you're posting it. And what can I say, you know? You're not pulling the punches. You know, it's the truth.
No,
it's
we never have. None of us have.
Yeah.
And this three-year gag order, Dana, what can't you talk about? Can you tell me in just general terms?
I can't talk about the people.
No names. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I can't talk about them,
All right.
Okay.
All right, well, if that's all there is, you just don't name.
And then by proxy, I shouldn't talk about anything they're doing, right?
Right, okay.
Yeah.
About their research or their statements or anything, okay. They're all fine.
And the system is really touchy anyway. They spank me pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, we don't want any more of
that. It didn't slow me down,
Eddie.
It doesn't stop me. There's hundreds of these people. Go ahead, Yoshi, I'm sorry.
Well, Dana, actually it's good you can't name them because we don't really want you to incur more depression and trauma on that freak from that Hitachi company town, you know, who teaches at Victoria University, teaches kids that everything is okay in the sea, you know. So we don't want you to inflict any more trauma on this guy, you know.
I've been traumatized by what's been done to me by the system and the way they've done it to me and the way the police came to arrest me in the time of night that they chose and everything else a couple of times late at night.
Well, they want to give you PTSD.
Hard knocks
did.
On your door, and I got a lot of enemies, right?
Yeah.
Because of what I do. I don't hide away from anybody. You know what I'm saying, right? I'm so public, like yourselves, right? I'm just so public. I'm out there all the time, and I get in anybody's face. I don't care. I don't pick my fights, but like, you know how it is. You got to pick your fights, right? But,
they haven't restricted you from doing any science anymore.
I can do the same thing to anybody else out there. And they part of the court order was I can carry a knife on the boat, but I can't have one out in the garden.
Oh,
I'm not allowed to have a weapon.
Ridiculous.
When he asked me, I told me I couldn't have any weapons.
Well,
I said,
how about
hammers
spade.
And chainsaws? Can I carry a chainsaw?
A good spade. Use a good spade. Yeah, chainsaw. Yeah. Oh, ridiculous, huh?
But you can't have a bang stick anyway. Not that I care about that anyway, right? Like you say, chainsaw or drill, man, do just as much damage if you want to.
As if you're going to hurt somebody, amazing.
I'm not like that. I don't advocate that. And this is what the population is going to, the blowback is going to be by default if there's not someone logical or some kind of logic out here. And the public will eventually snap, and that's what they're going to do. And that's what scares me, the truth. I don't intend to do that to somebody. I talk about every scientist out there. I don't leave any stones. If they're public, then they're fair game. And they're fair game to be mowed down. If they're lawyers, I don't care. Nothing's going to change. And I can do that same routine to anybody else, allegedly, that I had done. So, but on what it is, I have an impact, I guess, and they're teaching me to be wise on how, because that's some of their assets. So they're teaching me to try to stay away from their assets, but it doesn't work that way because all of them are their assets and can't stay away from everybody. And that's just what I'm doing anyway. I've always done, right? Like yourself and Jeff and anybody else, if they're a lawyer and they're just really destroying everybody, but with their lies and getting traction, then there should be some opposition. With the truth, right?
Dana, let's put it this way. We're trying to get their assets to stay away from you. I mean, that's the problem, you know? It's not you going after them. They're coming after you. So, and the whole purpose is the messenger, you know?
Tell the story.
Right?
Yeah.
It's just, they don't like the message. And it just shows they actually believe the message. They know things are going to hell, but they're going to blame you for saying, pointing that out. You know, the emperor's got no clothes. So, but anyway, yeah, just avoid conflict with them for now, because, you know, these guys are just itching to blame somebody, and they're going to blame you, rather. They're not going to blame TEPCO. They're not going to blame the Canadian mining industry.
Well, the Japanese Times, Japan Times, broke the story.
Yeah.
Right, at my conviction.
Yeah.
So that tells us everything
exactly.
We needed to know right there. Yeah.
And everything there is fact checked. So, you know,
the last time was
like
the Globe and Mail, but I bashed them good, so they didn't come back for another one.
Oh, they were joking.
I done them really good.
They're the penny stock
them
guys. Globe and Mail is the penny stock guys, you know, selling the bad uranium stock. So no wonder. Yeah.
Their biggest print media in Canada, sort of very powerful. I've done 20-minute interviews with CBC. And they didn't even play a soundbite when they told a story about me, even though I've done 2 20-minute interviews with them. That's because, like, they know I'm telling the truth, right? But they still got to come out and bash me a little bit, because that's the biggest medias in Canada, the Globe and Mail and CBC. They come out and kick me around for a while. Yeah. But the 2 20-minute interviews, when I got to the part about the second time, I got to the 20-minute point where they're going to cut off, but I was just about to say, and to bring it all together, there's no glacier ice left in the mountains of British Columbia, and she says, I know, and she said, I gotta go down, and she hung up. Their recording didn't let the rest of it.
See? But, amazing, the reporter knows.
And that did not make the story, did it?
Yeah, because I started to say that regulates the estuaries, the rivers, the streams, and the insects and the trout. And she hung up as I was saying stuff like that. And she was
regulates the ski business too. Yeah, right.
I brought it all together, right? I said, why don't you go get a marine biologist and go look at my website instead of calling me up? So why don't you bring me on the radio show instead of this nonsense, setting me up for a sound bite?
winter 6 years ago. That was a paradise, right? I mean, and look what's happened since. It's a desert. It's dead. It's death.
It's dangerous. Oh, sure. So slippery. So much food.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Wow.
I have another feature at the top of the homepage about the latest Fukushima announcements and developments in terms of...
You do so. Wow. Yeah, you really do, Jeff. Thank you.
Yeah,
good
stuff. Please don't eat anything out of the Pacific Ocean anymore.
No. Yeah,
don't.
Yeah.
That's long since gone. We were telling people that Yoshi, way back in the beginning, this was so easy to forecast because of we knew the ocean currents, and that, my God, anybody understands the jet stream and where the storms come from, and the fact that this was emitting gases constantly. Now it's 300 admitted tons a day. They don't know. It could be 1,000 tons a day into the ocean.
Hell
they don't know. Yeah.
They really quit. They sort of dropped that claim. They don't even bother with it anymore.
Force fire didn't
that big,
come over.
Earthquake
no
struck.
No
all the monitoring devices went down. They were just dumping like crazy. Things are cracking, leaking. So they've been dead silent. They're not issuing a lot of information now. It's just ice wall cracked. I assume the monitoring station by the harbor there was not damaged by the quake. They just shut the thing down, so they don't want, they're just going to close their eyes, release everything, and meanwhile they're inviting the baseball teams over, and I think the Olympic, the International Softball Federation refused to use the stadium in Fukushima City.
Oh, good for them.
And they want to keep it in Yokohama. So at least the softball guys are a lot smarter because I think there's more women in softball, right? Softball, women.
Usually,
women.
Great sport
so
for women.
So they knew you'd send the world's women there. That's it. Who's going to pay for all the abortions and miscarriages?
Reproductive organ cancers and all kinds of things.
Yeah, it shows up a lot faster in women and more clearly, dramatically. So softball's pulled out, so... You know, they can fool most of the people most of the time, but they don't feeling, the people who are in the direct path of this stuff. So, so news from Fukushima is just really bad. But the Japanese nuclear industry, Mitsubishi Heavy Industries, on a roll. They're going to invest in Areva, France, to try to save the fast breeder project called Astrid. They're trying in their secret talks, apparently, Asahi Shimbun just reported, secret talks in Japan to get the Astrid project partnership up in Japan. They had to shut down Monju because of all the accidents there, the leakages. You know, it's only operated a short time over its life history. And so they're talking about developing some sort of new type of fast breeder there, which will not produce more plutonium, but certainly will.
It's for the mixed oxide fuel left over.
Yeah,
they're
exactly.
doing that because they don't have a repository, and this is the way. Well, all they're doing is they're reclaiming the hot particles like the americium, neptunium, the strontium, the plutonium, uranium, fissionable products like the 232, 233 uranium, 235 uranium, 239 plutonium types, the fission stuff. They're reclaiming that, and that's the hot stuff, and the other stuff. Well, cool. Then what's left over cools down a lot quicker. But the hot stuff, they're going to use that for directed energy weapons and small nukes, right?
Yeah. You know, nuclear warheads. Yeah, you know, all sorts of like tactical
nukes.
Stuff. Yeah, it's going to be released in war, if not in peace. Whatever they don't release. I mean, they are releasing, like you say, all the waste matter is getting released. The world's overwhelmed.
There's no other outcome when you got so many weapons there and just a handful of people that are crazies at the top. That's ultimately what will happen somewhere in the future, if not right away. Yeah.
Well, we're paying the price. Well, at least one good news out of the Trump administration, this whole climate change fraud is going to get shut down. So
he's
money at EPA.
The guy he hired or tabbed as his EPA secretary is very much against it, which is good. This will be interesting. There are going to be some interesting things. But we've got a ways to go before we can get this guy sworn in. If we can do it, I'm not convinced it's going to happen. I really don't trust these bastards at all. I think they'll do anything you can imagine to keep from losing control. The establishment is not going to be broken. Trump has served notice on it. We'll see. This is going to be one major war. And I hope that nothing tragic happens. It could easily.
What's really bad is that they're delaying potential solutions. You know, we've got to take
they don't want solutions.
Climate change, which is all hot air. They haven't sequestered any carbon. Yeah. To divert all that money into the nuclear cleanup, into repositories, and the shutting down, decommissioning nuclear plant, cleaning up Hanford. There's billions and billions that have to be spent on,
it's going to take 40 years to clean Hanford up, and that's an optimistic guess.
Yeah. And at the rate they're going now, and a lot of Hanford workers are sick, as I showed you, they're using gas. They're just, huge gas torches to clean out the interiors of these nuclear facilities, throwing all that stuff into the environment, so just open doors and, radioactivity streaming out. Insane. There's got to be an effort, a serious effort, finally, to put away the nuclear age once and for all instead of trying to make it survive.
Yoshi, I see San Francisco Japan's consulate has spoken out. Did you catch that one?
No, tell us.
Which one?
Japan consulate.
San Francisco, Japan's consulate has spoken out and said, save the children in Fukushima Prefecture and stop the lie.
Wow.
I just caught it that time.
Interesting.
Live. I forgot about it until that second.
She looked that one up.
That's a really good one.
Maybe that's a hint
that
change is coming.
Yeah. It's all right.
Official.
Dana said.
That's a hint that change is coming. Yeah?
Let's hope. We've got to get past the 19th and we've got to get to the 20th of January. The Christmas and New Year holidays coming, all kinds of potential for bad things to happen. Dana, be sure and send that to me tomorrow, will you please, when you get it done?
I will. That's going to be a good one.
All right.
Looking forward to it. Good stuff. Thanks, Jeff.
Take care, Dana.
Thanks, Jeff.
Okay, good luck to you. Don't go blabbing names now.
Take care, folks.
It's really good to hear him able to laugh at that horror.
He was pretty zonk there for a while, and I don't blame him. It's like the whole weight of Canadian courts and law was on one guy.
That's right.
For speaking the truth.
That's right.
And then you heard him say, some pedophile, they're giving him beer in prison. I mean, this is amazing, right? They're taking him his $200, going out buying a six-pack of beer for some perv in prison. I mean, this is ridiculous. The misguided priorities.
It's the way of the world right now. And to roll that back and to reverse it, I don't know how it can be done. It looks to me like Trump wants out of NATO. He really ought to get us to hell out of the United Nations, too. But that's maybe down the road. We don't need any of that. He's so smart
to
say
garbage. Yeah.
rebuild the infrastructure.
I wish it wasn't so, but it is. We just have to face it. It is garbage. Yeah.
Oh, totally. Yeah. And here they're talking about the Social Security system being about ready to fall apart and go bankrupt. Well, you know how they save it is that they stop giving any non-citizens any kind of financial aid or assistance or any entitlements. No more. Done. All that money stays here and goes to Americans. Yeah. I don't care what their nationality or religion is, if they're American citizens.
And you can't be, you know, putting jihadists, giving them a free ticket and a free pass.
It is insane. It's completely insane.
Like the craziest thing. These are people who want to shoot Americans. You just can't. You just got to, you know, get your sights set right. But look, we got a president. It's very clear where he's coming from. It's, you know, I never thought anyone could be worse than George Bush. Yeah, you know? I mean, I never did. But now, at the end of this administration, with this press censorship coming down, you know, I'm starting to wonder. You know, it's a neck and neck race, and I think he's ahead of Bush. Yeah,
I think you're right, and we'll see. I mean, the guy literally could start a war and declare a national emergency and suspend everything. Anything's possible.
He's tried. Once again, he's let ISIS off the hook. They're making games. Yeah, you don't hear about any action going on after those special forces were killed in Jordan by our great allies.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, this guy is really pulling levers to try to scuttle the country. And
yes,
I've always said, he's a dictator, the Indonesian Suharto mode, very un-American. Never should have been president. His sexual identity, of course. And I hate to say that I'm a birther, but, you know, when he said he's born in Honolulu, he allegedly was born in Honolulu, God knows where he was born,
I don't think anyone knows.
I have no idea who this guy is, except what I know from his youth. You know, he
isn't
was a druggie, dealing drugs. He had with a group of three other, you know, can I use the word? Because it says fairies, you know? Fairies? Fairies, kids. It's Christmas. They're little fairies.
There you go.
In college.
Well, I had that friend of his.
I got to be present.
Mm-hmm. I had that friend of his on, a high school friend of his on, for 3 hours. And I think the thing got 150,000 views or something right away. Anyway, she told the story of how in high school, she didn't go to his high school, but they were hanging around the same clique.
Yeah.
And she said he was a notorious homosexual in high school and a notorious liar. There you go. There you go.
There we go. That's Punahou, Hawaii. Yeah, that's where you're Punahou. Yeah,
that's it.
So, I mean,
Punahou.
This has been really disastrous experience from.
It's amazing America has survived as well as it has, and it's not doing well.
And it's really tragic that, you know, white Americans voted him in. They believed that it was time for.
Well, they were conned. See, that was the control that the mainstream media had. It doesn't have it now, but that was the control.
Yeah.
And plus they made a lot of votes vanish.
Legacy of damage, and I would say Fukushima is largely his problem. That's the American government. I've all said America is the only country that could rein this thing in. America's being affected, and so American government must do something because we know the Abe government's not. You know, and he did nothing except aided and abetted the dumping of wastewater. So, you know, he's directly responsible for the destruction going on the West Coast.
And he was the.
And that news item, remember there was this news item? There's been no major epidemic in America in the last 5 years, not a single pandemic of a large scale. And yet, expected age, you know, of what do you call it, longevity?
Yeah.
Is declining.
First time in 40 years, 30 years, something like that. Yeah, exactly.
And you got Obamacare on top of that. So
yes, sir.
More health care.
I know.
Better diet, more exercise, less smoking, less hard alcohol, right?
And less lifespan.
Off like flight. What is the missing ingredient there, right?
We'll be happy to.
Of course.
That's it. That's it. And it's going to get worse. Yoshi, thank you. I look forward to part three. I'm here. Talk soon.
Okay.
Take care.
Yeah.
Be well.
Very good. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. And that's our program Monday off and run. Now, that's 3 hours. I would dare anybody to try to put more in 3 hours than we did. And I hope it was important for you, and I hope you learned. I learn every night. And we'll be back tomorrow night to do it again. Take care, and we will talk soon.